Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, December 23rd, 2018.
Fourth Sunday in Advent, the Old Testament reading is in the book of Micah, chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading for this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law." Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. This morning's gospel is taken from the book of Luke, the first chapter, beginning with the 39th verse. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hills of the country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to see me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believes that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And this, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're at the close of Advent, and we are greeted with this wonderful gospel text. Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth to share the good news. Mary is with child. And this is no ordinary pregnancy, of course. God's Holy Spirit has visited Mary. She will give birth to a child, and she will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And cousin Elizabeth, also filled with the Holy Spirit, declares joyously of Mary's arrival. "Why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Together the cousins meet, and together the cousins rejoiced. Mary rejoices because God was working his salvation miracle through her. She will bear the Son of God incarnate. And yet she still struggles with how this can be. She asks, "How can I be pregnant if I am a virgin?" But she does not question the wisdom of God. No, she knows that nothing is impossible with God. Mary doesn't complain that God has placed this burden upon her, that he's messing up her future life together with Joseph. Mary doesn't say, God, what will people think? What will people say? No. She boldly declares, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And that, my friends, was it. Mary believes. She doesn't doubt. She humbles herself in the obedience of faith. The Holy Spirit overshadows her and she conceives. May God grant to us all such an unwavering faith. And how excited was Mary? The text tells us that she goes with haste. She rushes to share the good news with her cousin Elizabeth. And as soon as Elizabeth hears those words, the miracle baby in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. And Elizabeth cries out, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Wow. We don't hear Elizabeth chastising Mary for being pregnant out of wedlock. She doesn't give Mary a lecture. She doesn't question Mary. She doesn't ask, the Holy Spirit made you pregnant? Okay, come on, Mary. I want you to tell me the truth, okay? Did you and Joseph get impatient? Or is there someone else in the picture? You can tell me. My friends, that conversation never happened because Elizabeth is thrilled. She rejoices that God has blessed Mary with this enormous privilege. Listen to what Elizabeth says. Blessed are you among women. She knows that Mary has been intimately blessed by God Almighty to bear the promised Messiah. Elizabeth's words are a declaration of her own great faith. You know, when we hear this reading, much is given, of course, to Mary. But we cannot forget about Elizabeth this morning. Because you see, she's pregnant too. And even though Elizabeth is much older than Mary, beyond normal childbearing years, we hear not a word of complaint. She doesn't look up to heaven and say, God, Zachariah and I are getting close to retirement. And this really messes up our plans. And after all the years we had asked you for a child, now you want us to be parents at our age? And furthermore, Zachariah and Elizabeth didn't explore their options, okay? Now, with that said, Zachariah did get a little bit rattled. And he would have his doubts when the angel of the Lord visited him and told him the good news. And for expressing his doubt, Zachariah was rendered mute for 9 months. You know, Zachariah wouldn't be able to speak until after John was born. And I don't know, maybe that's why Elizabeth was so very joyous. Who can say, right? Well, you know what? We don't know how Elizabeth reacted when she first learned that she was with child, with the new Elijah, with John the Baptist. But we do know this. The unborn John leapt for joy within Elizabeth's womb at the hearing of Mary's voice. And that brought great joy to his mother. And on this morning, I'd like you to think about that for just a moment, if you would. Where does Jesus, the Lord of the church, dwell in this particular telling? In Mary's womb, in the midst of Mary. Okay. Now, where does our Lord Jesus Christ dwell right now? He's with us here in our midst, here in the womb of his church, where God gives birth from above to new life, in the place where God nourishes and cares for and feeds his children of faith. Now, with that said, my friends, I want you to remember, we don't worship Mary. Everyone knows that. We don't worship the church. You see, the church doesn't save us. The church did not die for our sins. But God himself dwells within the church. God abides with us here. And here he works and lives within the church to give us life and peace and salvation. Now, I want you to consider this also. Christ dwells within Mary. Mary goes to Elizabeth. Mary greets Elizabeth with a greeting of peace. the very peace of Christ who dwells within her, from this young and humble woman named Mary, from the church, so to speak, in the flesh. Elizabeth hears this proclamation of peace, and this blessed word of recognition greets and feeds that life who dwells within her. And within her, John jumps for joy. Now you may ask, why? Well, because he's in the presence of his Lord and Savior. It's not Mary's word or presence that causes young John to jump with joy. It's the word of Christ, which Mary proclaims, the word made flesh which dwells within her, and the word which proceeds from her. And do you know what that means? My friends, you too should jump for joy. You should be rejoicing, for you are in his presence right now. Through his church, he proclaims his peace to you. And when the church speaks, you hear Jesus. And I pray that this is the case when our own dwelling place of Jesus opens our mouths and makes proclamation and confession. And I pray that Christ is heard through us and not in spite of us. You know, like Zechariah, perhaps some of the things that you hear in church may rattle you from time to time. But that's simply God loving you enough to tell you the truth. He loves you enough to tell you that you're a sinner and that what you're doing or not doing is a sin. And of course, since the wage of sin is death, that should rattle you. But this should comfort you. He tells you that Jesus paid the wage in full with his own life, with his suffering and death for you. And of course, that means you're forgiven. You have been redeemed from sin, death, and the grave. And not because of how much of a blessing you might think you are to others, but solely because God is gracious and merciful to sinners like you, like me. We are saved and forgiven because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And God declares us innocent for Christ's sake alone. And that, my friends, is peace. And that is the message of the church. Now, do you realize that John the Baptist, only 6 months inside his mother's womb, was already doing the work that God had sent him to do? He was already making the Christ known. When Mary proclaimed the peace of him who dwelt within her, he rejoiced. He leapt for joy. And my friends, what is that other than a jubilant response of saving faith in action? A joyous faith he can't help but share. A blessed faith that understands who Christ is, what he will do, and what it means for all of us. And a faith that can't help but want everyone to share in this great joy. My friends, I admit, I truly love this text because it gives us a glorious glimpse of life and faith in action, of genuine joy and true peace. At Mary's word, Elizabeth rejoices. Not only has God kept his word and promise and sent his son to deliver us from sin, death, and the grave, we see Elizabeth, who stands in the very presence of her Savior. And Mary, the Messiah, visits her. He greets her with his peace, and lest there be any doubt, John leaps for joy within her womb. Elizabeth knows she's in the very presence of her Lord Jesus Christ. John is already making the joy of God's salvation known to others. John is sharing what he knows. He's already doing mission work 3 months before he leaves the safety of his mother's womb to enter into this dark and sinful world that Christ came to redeem. Again, may it be so for us all. Because we, as God's holy and blessed children, dwell safe and secure within the womb of his church. We dwell where Christ dwells. And here he dwells and abides with us. And here he is, reaching out to nourish us with his grace and mercy and peace, extending his pierced hands to feed us with his word and his very own body and blood. And here he is, washing us in his own perfect righteousness. Here he bids us to come to him and remain in him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if this doesn't cause you to jump for joy, if this doesn't move you to share and rejoice with others in Christ and because of Christ, then I simply don't know what to do, because you don't get it. Now may that not be so. May our gracious and loving God grant you the fullness of faith in all your circumstances. And may His peace fill your hearts with that endless joy only He can give. My friends, as you go out this morning, I encourage you to go out leaping for joy. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.